Gemara says here, b'daptesim and beis. Gemara says, b'daptesim and beis, the following. After the two dots, v'sud leike. See inside the Gemara, we'll mix up today who's reading. Let's begin with Yisrael. Let's go, v'sud leike. Ready? Testim and beis from the two dots. V'sud leike. There are no other cases. Chama said three, p'fanei nechem. He said also Akusi. He also said Allah calls for the Merayatan Chazore. What do you mean Chazore? Not for you. Of course, you guys got a Chazor, but Chazore, I meant the case of Yachzor. Could he be Chazorbo? Yes. Could he be Chazorbo? Jonathan Linder. Mm-hmm. Can't see you then, Jonathan Linder. Hey, go ahead, Yisrael. Vesu Lake, come on. We got a lot to do. Go ahead.
Vesu Lake, right? There's no other kids.
If he says give it to the wife, the shliach is not able to give it. We said there are two ways to interpret that case. Either the shliach didn't pick it up yet, or the shliach did, but you make a split. Rashi said you can't be chozer, but he doesn't go free. They have a knaini. Go ahead. But by get, for sure, is lo yinu lachar misa, no matter what. It's a chol for one to get divorced. Go ahead.
Tanu mana,
which is a financial matter. Right. Give $100 to what? To Mr. X. Go ahead. There you do give it lachar misa. Why? Because there's a famous takana in Bavas called Divri Shkivara Kiksuv Nechumusim Damo. The words of a man on his deathbed is like the written or signed. Why? He doesn't have to make a kidney because we don't want him to get all flustered and die. Get all frustrated and get sick more and die. So we want to make it easier as possible. So in this case, it's good. Go ahead.
Right.
See, Rashi says that. Read the Rashi. Tunumana Laploni. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Tunumana.
Tunumana Laploni.
Yeah, read again the Rashi. Tunu.
Tunumana Laploni. Chule.
Not the Chule. Chule. Yeah, go ahead. It's also later on in Gimel Amraf in Akori of Abbasis, also in Gittin, because that's the real Makor of the Din. Go ahead.
Bechalyo,
because maybe he'll get sicker in his sickness.
Right.
Imlo, Muftach. Unless it was promised, he knew for sure that his words were going to be fulfilled. So if he's worried about that, it might upset him. He might die. It says, yeah. Imlo yeah, muftach shekimadvar. That's what he says, goes with Zionim. So everyone got that Rashi? If I ask you the rationale of Divri Shchimera, that's the rationale. Because you might get flustered and he might die. You see, emotions has a big deal in things.
What does that get
to him
say?
It says, yeah, instead of haya.
We don't have that.
I have that in my goes with Zionim.
I have.
It says, imlo yeah. He's supposed to change it. Yeah, that's what he says. You have Haya?
Yeah,
I have Haya too, but on the side, it goes to Tunu and say, change Yiyah.
There's no side.
You don't have it, okay.
No.
All right, good. That, it works better, Yiyah, right? Read it again, one more time. Tunu, start again in the beginning of the Rashi. Tunu
ma. Tunu ma'na l'plon in Kulein. Dirish klimera, k'gos in Musar and Damo. T'taka rabbana Hashem, t'tara v'ta'ato v'ta'falya.
Right, so that's why you got to do it. Okay, good, excellent. So we see that what? When it comes to what? Star Shukran and Gedisha, you can what? Lo yinu lachar misa. You don't go ahead and give it. Whereas Divi Shchimera, even though the guy died before he got the $100, you still got to listen to his what? You still got to listen to his why? You got to listen to his will. Why you got to listen to his will? Because it was done already. The kid was done through Dibor. Excellent. Go ahead. So why was this case not included? It's a great kasha. Go ahead.
Kiktani milsa the lays of Asharos. Milsa the issue of Asharos. So we say that it's only in matters that is not like other Asharos that the price enlisted it. But in matters where it is like other Asharos, we did not list it like the above case.
Well, why is this case different? The Chazara was the Remeir's fourth case, but this is a fifth case. Not Chazara, but a dying. Misa is the case. It's hard to label this case, but you know, it just says Vesu Lake about Ika. There's another case. I would label this case as a Misa case. You know what I mean? The Chazara case, the guy wanted to retract. Here, this case, the guy died. Yeah? So Shtar Shikra and Get Yisra on the same page. So why is it not on the list? So it's a great passage. The Gemara gives a beautiful answer. What's key mean here? What's key mean? When is it taught? When do we teach the list? What's the rationale of the list? Go ahead. Kimilsa what?
Kimilsa
delays to the stars. We only teach things that do not exist by Shar Stars. That's what made the list. Go ahead. Excellent. But something that is found by Shar Stars did not make the list. Okay? So it means these have to be limited, what? Limited dinim only to get Isha Shar Shikhar. If the Allah applies to Shar Stars, then it should not make the list. Yaliz, you got me? That's the Gemara's answer. Go ahead. And the Gemara approves it. Go ahead. What did you say, Nate?
Amisa is found by Sharas.
What did you say?
And Amisa is the case of Amit is found by Sharas, the same?
It is not found by Sharas.
No, it
is. Which one? Which one do you mean?
The case we just said of the Mace.
Yeah, that din of Lim Lachris is found by Shar Stars. That is correct.
Okay.
Unless it was a guy who was a Shchimera. Correct.
Okay.
Yes? Well said. Well said. Read the Rashi, please. Actually, why don't you read the Gemara? Just read out the Gemara.
Okay.
Go ahead. The Shalach Ravin.
Right. The Shalach Ravin, Mashmat, Rav Abo.
That Ravin said the name of Rav Abo. It's well known that Rav Elazar sent the diaspora. He sent to the diaspora. Go ahead.
Mishum Rabbeinu.
In the name of what? Name of Rabbeinu. Go ahead.
Shri Merash, Amar Kasvu.
Rabbeinu is Rav, okay. Yeah. Ella. The Ain what? Now what's the rationale behind this? A Shchimera's words alone should be good. So what's he saying? What? Jonathan Linder, it's disrupting, you know what to do. If the Shchimera says Kisu Tunu Tunu Binyamin, you follow me? Why would he have to say that? Why does he have to say Kisutun? Just say your words and you're done. No. The fact that he chose to say it like that showed you want to go which way? You want to go through a star. And there is no star Lachar Misa. So you see, as Nate said, that Lamaisa, this halacha, does apply of ain't star Lachar Misa Didini Mamunis, just like it applies by Gedisha, just like it applies by what? Star Shikhar. So therefore, that's why it didn't make the list. Okay? Because here's a situation. It's a little bit ironic, based on what I just said to you before, Nate. Here's a case where it happened to be a Shchimera, but he doesn't want to go through the Shchimera track. He wants to go through the general track of Dini Mamonis, and that would be a problem. Ein Shtar Lachar Misa. Everyone follow what I just said? So it's a little bit ironic. You know, you want to maybe portray it with a regular Dini Mamonis. Stam, Ein Shtar Lachar Misa. If the star wasn't getting over before the guy died, it's done. But it accentuates it by saying the Shchimera, who could have done it with Dibor, chooses not to do it that way. Chooses to do it in a regular way. Ain't Shtar Lachar Misa.
Wasn't that from Kasu?
What did you say?
The word Kasu shows us that he's
going. He said Kisvu Tanu. Right.
Okay.
Write it and give it. There's no need for him to do that. Just get the deal done. You know what I mean? The fact he's saying Kisvu Tanu, saying that he wants a documentation, he wants proof, the whole deal. Okay, let's see Rashi. Go ahead. Kiktani.
Kiktani. Bahana.
Oh. What do you mean, Abahanach Arba Dvarim? What's Arba Dvarim? Excellent. Remeir said four, comes to three. Excellent. In fact, in my goes, it's Unim, he says, Abahanach Shloshav Arba. Okay. And he could have said that too. I mean, this is just as much as of a kash on the Remeir as a Chachamim, right? Yeah? I think Rashi just saying it because that's why they added it in. But the way we have it is just because that was the last thing. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Milsa, the list of Bashar Shara.
Something that doesn't exist by Shar Shars, that made the list. Go ahead. Like Nate said, this matter is found by Shar Shars. Go ahead. Shim what? Right, because if he gives a Shtar Matana to his Shliach to give to someone else to prove that he gave him a gift, and then the guy dies, you don't give it over after he died. Why? The how what? The how, what's the how mean? Excellent. Because lo what? He did not mock him the land. Ad. What's lomate mean? Lomacha? What's lomate mean? Until it reaches. Until the star reaches his hand. Excellent. Go ahead.
Right.
It's a star kinyan. It's really a star kinyan. It's a star kinyan, guys. Sometimes a star matana can be a star raya, sometimes a star kinyan. Here it's clearly a star kinyan. Go ahead. He does not want the deal done until the guy has a star. Go ahead. Right. And at that time, by he what? And at that time, he was dead. Yes? At that time, it was no longer what Pakal Rishusei. He had no auspices over the land because he's dead. Go ahead. What savaso mean? You guys tell me. What savaso? A will. Alpi is command. It means a will. With the takana the chamim the shkimira. Ella what? He didn't want to go with that. Ella what?
Ella b'shtar. Lefi mata. Shtar alida.
When the time the star reaches his hand, go ahead. Then he's what? He's mocked him with a star. Excellent. Go ahead. Then what? What do you mean? The land's already out of the hands of the Nos. He's dead. So, you know, the star is meaningless. Okay? The star is totally meaningless. See, he's always very consistent with his Pakalei Rishusei all the time. Whereas by case of the Avadim, we learned yesterday, they're Yorshim. You know what I mean? So the Yorshim just took over. You know what I mean? He doesn't say that it's like he doesn't say like, you know, like the shlichus goes up in smoke. It's always like, you know, it's like no, there's no one there. You know what I mean? It's no man's land. I'm just saying it's consistent the way he says it throughout the Yomim. Okay, excellent. Very good reading. Very good reading, Yisrael. Let's go to Tosfos now. Okay, go ahead. I don't want you to confuse the case between Chazar and Misa. That's why I said I'd like you to label it, because you'll remember it. It just says Va'ika. So the other case, I don't know if you got to it, it says Va'ika Lishma Mechuber. It labels the cases. Here it just says Va'ika. You know what I mean? The fourth case with Mariana, we'll call that Chazara, which the Gemara calls it on Yudam Ralph. I don't know if you got to it. Gemara calls it Chazara. But this case, it doesn't label. So you can call it a case of Misa. Okay, let's see Tosfos. Okay, let's go, guys. Go ahead. Let's follow. Yeah, where's Meir Haas? Azriel, where's Meir Haas? Lamaisa. And don't say Shomer Achal Anochi. You know who said that? Kayim. Right? We don't say that, Lamaisa. I don't know. You said the right answer. You're right. You say you didn't know. Okay, go ahead. Let's go. You see, I can't see Eliezer. You move over a little bit. Yeah. Azriel, you move over a little bit so I can see it. Okay, go ahead. Well, let's focus. If it's disrupting, you know what to do. Go ahead. Arya, you read me? Go ahead, Milsa.
Oh, Milsa?
Yeah, we did the Lo-Yitnu yesterday. Go ahead.
Milsa,
you had a home halakha. Yeah, go ahead, Milsa. Listen to the tape. Go ahead, Milsa, what?
Milsa, the Ace of the Star is
Oh, if the matter exists by other stars, let's not talk. Go ahead, Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar, the Hab Sula, the Arkos, Isa Bishtar Matana, Kirmefirish Lakaman, Woods Mefit the Nasha.
Oh, so for this, we need to turn to Yudim and Beis, okay? I want you guys to get this because we got a whole mahalach here, okay? We got to know the Gemara well, Yudim and Beis. What are the three cases again? B'fanei Nechtav. What else? Eid Kusi, which is kosher for Gedisha and Shukra, not bad for him. What's the third one? Arkos, that Dini Mamnes is good, but it's flipped. But Gedisha, Star, Shukra are bad. Yes. Take a look at Yudim and Beis, okay? If you look on Yudim and Beis, the Gemara is very perplexed with the notion of Staros and Dine Moments being good if it came in Goyish courts. And the Gemara says, well, I don't really care. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a Star Kinyan or a Star Raya. If it's a Star Raya, I understand, because we're not really what? We're not really relying on the Star Raya for the transaction, Lamaisa. We're not really relying on it for the transaction. What are we doing? You guys tell me. What are you doing, Lamaisa? It's a Star Raya Balma. Because he doesn't give them money, they wouldn't what? They wouldn't Makalka the Lamanis, and they write a Star. It's like with a Star Raya, it's like we always believe people. You know what I mean? Because why would Adam sign on something that's a total lie? You got to be like an idiot. And I'm saying idiot in a lesson so you guys don't understand it. Why would a guy do that? I mean, he risks his whole, you know, they'll throw him in jail, perjury, whatever it is. Why would you do that? So if it's in a secular court, if it's a Star Raya, I can understand why a guy would do it. But if you're talking about a Star Matana, right? But my Kane, where's the Kenyan? The Kenyan is what? The Kenyan is regarding what? The Star. And the Star is Chas B'Balma. Has no status. Why does it have no status? Because who signed it? It was done in what? It was done in a Goyish court. it was done in a goyish court, then how could it have any standing at all? You know what I mean? It's a chasma malma, right? It's a total chasma. It has no status. It has no strength. It's absolutely a nothing, l'maisa. A goy is posulatus. You know what I mean? So I understand a goy, I understand raya, because why would he sign on that? Because, you know, he's going to get thrown in jail. But when we talk about a raya, then you can start pilpulling, oh, is it subjectively, does the guy tell the truth, does the guy not tell the truth, right? You follow what I'm saying? Star raya is star raya is a star raya. You know what I mean by star raya, star raya? The bottom line is that you're relying on them, because why would they lie? But if you're talking about a star kinyan, that means the star act does the whole deal. You know, goyim are posulatus, according to most Rishonim. According to Rashi, we'll have to get, when we get to that, we'll have to see how Rashi learns the Gemara, because Rashi, I think we actually discussed it already, didn't we? We did. What was the answer we gave? According to Rashi, the goy's kosher latest, we were bothered by, what do you do with that Gemara? Remember we said that? What'd you say? We said that the goy's ashri asked the kasha on the fact that we said, no, we were asking from Star Raya. We were asking from Star Raya. But if you ask from Star Kosher Leidis, so how do you learn the Gemara later on? It's a little difficult, no? Okay, all right, we'll have to get back to that, okay? We'll have to get back to that. But nonetheless, the Gemara says if it's a Star Kinyan, that means the guy who's assigned the Star, they do the whole Star, but they should be Posel Leidis. We're asking, what do you do according to Rashi, who says that the Kosher Leidis is a difficulty? It should have no strength at all. So that's the kasha of the mice. Okay? That's the kasha. Where's the Dibur Maskom or Shmuel? He says, Goyis Posulatus. Oh, we did that in the top Tysus, no? Didn't Tysus ask that in Rashi? Yeah, that was Tysus kasha and Rashi. I should run laps. On Tessim Bays, the top Tysus. That was the end of the Tysus. Remember that? Oh, so you remember Tysus said there were Jewish Edim Seerim. That's why. There were Jewish Edim Seerim. That's how you had to read the Gemara. Right? Remember that? He asked on Rashi, Lamais, how could that be? If they're posulatus, then how do you read the whole Gemara? So he said that it was the whole thing is a Takanas Chacham. Right? The whole thing is a Takanas Chacham, Lamais. But the bottom line is that Goy may be posul Lexivus to that Ksiva. So according to Rashi Lamaisa, we have to ask that Kasha Lamaisa. We'll get back to that Kasha Rashi. But the bottom line is that what Tais is saying is that what the Gemara is saying is that if it's a Shtar Kinyan, the Goyim saying on it is bad. So what's Gemara's answer? Gemara gives two answers. Okay, this is what we have to get. What are the two answers? One answer is Dina Mechusadina, which means what? The land of the law of the land is a law, which means what? Whatever they say goes, yes? So even if Goyim sign on a Shtar Kinyan, it's good. Is that correct? Yeah? What was the second answer? Chutz mikikit denashim. Add the kaf. What's chutz mikikit denashim? What's the commonality of a get ish and Shtar Shikur? That they're both what? They're both Shtar what? Shtar Kinyans. So if they're both Shtar Kinyans, even a Shtar Kinyan of Mamanus is included in that, and they would be what? They would talk to be possible. Okay? Question is, how did Rash, you don't remember that, Binyamin? How do we answer that? How do we read the whole Gemara according to Rashi? Wasn't that what Tais said in the top of Testament base? That's what Tais was bothered by. No? Wasn't Tais bothered by that Kasha? If you say the Labnei Edisinu, right, then they should be Pusul what? They should be Pusul Lamais even for the things that are Raya, we said. So we said it was a Takanus Chum Fakir. In other words, Tais says if the Goyim are Pusul Edis, should be Pusul both the Sharkin and the Shtar Raya. So he said the reason why it's good because it's a Takanus Chum.
But
what did you say? That's what Tosis said. Tosis did not ask this kasha on Rashi. Tosis did not ask this kasha on Rashi. I'm wrong. Tosis on Testament Beis gave four. Tosis on the top of Testament Beis, what did he do? Come on, Binyamin.
Tosis
gave four different reasons why Goy's Posulatus. The last reason was that Goy's Posulatus because he's Posulatus. Mm-hmm. Right? So then how do you understand the Gemara in Unum Beis? The Gemara says that if it's a secular court, it's kosher. So the Gemara says, for a Shtar Raya, the Kosher goes to Tachanas Chomim. But for a Shtar Kinyan, you got a problem. Right? For a Shtar Kinyan, you got a problem. That's the Gemara works very well, he says. And that's what the Gemara answers and says that what? That it's talking about what? Edim Asira. It's Rabbi Lazar. And the Goyim are saying it's talking about Mezuth Mitofo. So it's talking about mezuzah b'tocho. We're mekel when it comes to what? We're mekel when it comes to the shtar raya. The whole thing is a problem because of mezuzah b'tocho. So shtar matan al ma'isa, you could require it by Israel, even though Adam signed on it. Since the chalos kinu was a Jewish Adam asira, it's the Adam chasum are along the raya ba'alma, and therefore what will allow it halacha l'maisa. But for a shtar kinyan, it's a problem, right? So what's the Gemara's answer over there? Gemara gives two answers. So it's not considered to be a problem. I'm just asking, what's the whole kasha of the Gemara according to Rashi? That's what the Tais HaRosh asks. Oh, he asked my kasha. We didn't do that yet. According to Rashi and Rabbeinu Yaakov, that a goy's kasha leidus, tamua, madu yesh shtar matan chas b'alma. Why would it be a chas b'alma? We were mechavim Tais HaRosh's kasha. That's what the Tais HaRosh asks. You understand what I'm saying? The Gemara doesn't read well. Again, let's get it clear. I want you guys to get this clear. You with me? The Gemara in Yom Beis has a Mishnah. That stars that arise in our coast are what? Are kosher. Except for what? Except for Gittin Nashim and what? Shtikhar Avonim. So Gemara focused on the financial stars. Gemara says the financial stars, why are the, if the Gemara signed on it, good? Because when it comes to a star raya, you're just relying on them as a raya. They're not going to perjure themselves. So therefore, we can assume they're believed. But the Gemara asks, if they're making the star kinyan, if they're signing the star kinyan, how could they even be good to sign a star kinyan? That's the Gemara's kasha. Chas v'balma, it's a piece of clay. Chas v'balma, it's a piece of clay. So on that kasha, Nate, you got the kasha? Gemara gives two terutzim. One is the law is the law. Whatever they say goes. So even by a star kinyan, it's good. And the second answer is that nechanami. It's chutz mikikite nashim. Shtar kinyan is possible with our calls. Only shtar raya is good. And ka means anything like a get isha or shtar shikra. So there are two terutzim. If I ask you, as a shtar that arises in secular court, signed by goyim, is it good by a shtar kinyan? What's the answer? Two terutzim in the Gemara and Gittin daf yudam and base. First terut says what?
Yes.
That they are what? That it's good based on the Nimos. When the second terut holds what? No. It's not good in a chanami. Ben, you got this? You got this? The two terutzim in the Gemara are getting unim and base. Yes, Eliezer.
What would be the reason why there's a difference, why they're trusted by Shtar Raya versus not by Shtar Kinyan?
Because Shtar Raya, the Edom are more subjective. It's a more subjective thing. You're trying to prove whether something was done.
So wouldn't that be...
So, no, follow this. So if it's to prove whether something's done, it's all an issue of believability. Okay. So if you know they're not going to perjure themselves and be thrown in jail, then we can assume they're good. And that's exactly what's happening with the Shtar Raya. It's all subjective. On the, what's that called? That machine that checks if you're lying?
Lie detector.
But there's a fancier word. Forgot what it's called. A lie detector test. Exactly. Polygraph. Yes, polygraph. Thank you. So what does that mean? That means for a Shtar Raya, that's all it is. So we can assume that they're telling the truth. But by a Shtar Kinyan, it's much more than that. Do they have the tokif? Do they have the status? Do they have the strength that they're kosher edim to create a transaction? And they don't. Goyim are normally pusulatus. So on that, the Gemara gives the two terutzim. So that's what I asked you guys in Shir was, right now, today's Shir, is that according to Rashi and the Sefer Rabbeinu Yakir, that a goy's kasha leidus, how did he read the Gemara? Chas v'alma. So the Tais HaRosh asked this kasha. So as long as they asked the kasha, I might as well give you the terutz. Please get it down. And Dir Maskam Rav Shmuel, he says, just like a goy is pasul exivus aget, he's not a Torah skin kedusha. He's also not kasha sign of star kinyan. He's not a Torah skin in star. And the ksos, in Siman Samech Esekarav, quotes from the Tais of Baba Basra, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that the pasuk we learn that a karka is acquired with stars in where? Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Beis Baskarav, it says, V'ekach et Sefer HaMikneh. What's that talking about? A Jew. That's Yirmiyahu with his cousin, Hanamel. Hanamel was his cousin. So they bought a star, they bought a piece of real estate in Anatot, in the city of Anatot. And in that pasuk, who are the characters? Jewish guys. Tzadikim. Yirmiyahu and Hanamel, right? That's what the famous Medrash says. That Kol Zman Yirmiyahu was in Yerushalayim, Hashem would not destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The second he left to buy the piece of real estate, Hashem destroyed it. It's a famous Medrash. That was the background of that story. And it says the first word in the Kinas in Tisha B'Av morning, Shabbat, like a thunderbolt. The word Shabbat is like a thunderbolt. It hit Yirmiyahu like a thunderbolt when he saw the smokestack. He saw a smokestack. You know, there used to be a regular... you know, the nace, the ashan, he'll go up like a smoke, but he saw the fire. He couldn't hit him. What on earth, the Rav said, what on earth hit him like a thunderbolt? He was the one who was giving the musr. They're acting so badly. You should have been ready for it. It's a great kasha, no? You know what the Rav answered? He was ready for it intellectually, not emotionally. He was no way was he ready for emotionally. And when he saw that, it hit him like a thunderbolt. The Rav compared that to his own private mourning regarding his wife. His wife is very terminally ill, and he stayed by her side the whole time. Then somehow she was doing better, and he had to come to, yeshiva to secure I think it was to meet Mr. Gross, to secure a gift to yeshiva, and she told him she should go, and he went, and he came back, she was nifter. While he was gone, she was nifter. So when he came back, it hit him like a thunderbolt, he said. That's why there's an important thing, he says, to compare Avelis Yishana of the Korban with Avelis Chadasha for the Shiva Krovan. And he used that as a comparison. That was the first shtickle he said in the beginning of Kinas. I say it every year in the shul. Shavas. That's the first word. So that's exactly what happened with Yirmiyahu. It hit him like a thunderbolt. Even though he intellectually was ready for it, but not emotionally. So that's the answer to the Gemara. If you, a goy is possible, but he's not a Torah's kin in Shtar. So that's how Rashi would read the Gemara. Aye, goy's kosher latest. For goy's kosher latest, how did Gemara say chas babama? He's kosher latest, but not on a Shtar. Not on a Shtar kinin. Because the model given in Navi was talking about Jewish men, not goyim. That's how you read the Gemara. For Uncle Shem. So it wasn't Taiz wasn't asking that in Rashi. Taiz said it himself. You got me, Yisrael? Please get that down, okay? So those are the two terutzim. Again, if I ask you guys, is a goy good for a star kinyan or a star raya? What do you say? It's good for a star raya. According to what? What do you mean?
Wrong first opinion.
Wrong opinion. Depends. First teretz in the Gemara,
sure,
they're always raya. Good. First teretz in the Gemara, they're always good. Second teretz in the Gemara, only star raya, not a star kinyan. Okay? I can't read your mind. I mean, I know you're a very bright fellow, but Lamaisa, you got to tell me. You got to be specific. On a bechina, I would have to mark that wrong, right? Okay. All right. We got that. We got the two terutzim. Yes. Back to Taisus. Let's go, Yisrael. Okay. Back to Taisus. See, Taisus expects you to know that Gemara, so that's why we spend time to know the Gemara now. And we have a whole mahalach now. I want you to follow it. But let's go one step at a time so we get everything clear. Go ahead. Start again at Taisus. Milsur. Go ahead, Milsur. Something that applies to other stars did not make the bill. Go ahead. Right, Kinim Afaras, come on. What does that mean? What does Chutz Mekidei Asher mean? First of all, what number teretz is that in the Gemara? Second, excellent. What does that tell me? That a star kinyan is what? Puzzle. Yes? Yeah, but anything that's like it, like a star kinyan, for Mominus. So if it's puzzle, why did it make the list? I thought you're only listing things that are comparable to only get Ishan Star Shikr, not Star Stars. And according to the second Terence, it is applied to other Star Stars. So why did it make the list? It's a great kasha. Tais is asking on the actual rationale of our fitting the bill in our Gemara. Ben, you got this? You got that? That's the kasha, Tais. What's wrong at least?
We're saying that it should fit the bill? Or
what was Gemara's answer by us? What fits the bill? What's the criteria to the list? Only things that do not apply to Star Stars. According to the second answer, does the psul of a goy apply to Star Stars? Yes, it does. Why is our kolos on the list? It's one of the three things.
You're comparing our kolos to that second answer.
That is our kolos. Yudim and Bez is talking our kolos. It's our kolos. That is the case. It's the exact same case. Benj, you got this? Came in a little bit in the middle. You got this? You should be able to get it. If we set over to Gemara, you got me? The Gemara is saying that the list is only what? What is the list only? Things that are limited, localized to get Ishtar Shikr. If the Psul applies to Shar Stars, didn't make the list. Our Kohos, they made the list. And it applies to Shar Stars, according to Second Teretz. So without spilling the beans, and without Yisrael reading now, what would you say to Teretz? Without being fancy. What would you just say?
There's also here in the kit.
No, but what would you say simpler? Just simple. What would you say to answer that kasha?
You don't go like that.
Yeah, we go like what? The first answer, yes. That's Tyson's answer. That this old sugya is like the first answer. Go ahead. Read the answer. Yes, what?
Yes, over the hush or
Oh, You always like the other answer. Now, I'll grant you, when I first was preparing this thesis, I thought, usually when you think of Aryeh, when you see the word Edoch, you always think the other, like the second. No, it's not here. Edoch is the what? Edoch is the first. Because Tyson the Kasha mentioned what? The second answer. So when you say other in referencing what? Referencing the second answer, the other answer is the first answer. But interesting, Edoch usually is not that way, okay? That's what Tysus says. You got me? So according to Tysus, it doesn't make the list. Because why? By Shar Staros, Goyim are always good. They're apostled by Gedisha Shar Shikor, but this psul of our coast is only limited to what? Gedisha Shar Shikor, but it's not a psul regarding what Dinim Amunis. Very sharp, no? What should come to your mind? Just as a little bit of a chiddush. I mean, you're learning the Gemara, guys. That's why I always want you to be in tune. I'm trying to teach you to become Lamdan and Tamadei Chachamim. Yes? Bezrat Hashem. You don't see any evidence in the Lashon Gemara by us that we're going like that on an answer, no? Do you?
We haven't even talked about it yet in our Gemara.
You're right. Okay, I hear you. And Nate's even making it stronger. We haven't gotten it. Well, we are quoting that Mishnah. We are quoting that Din of our Kos. So when Ravina and Rashi wrote Gittin Tesum Beis, they had in their mind only what? They had in their mind only the what? The first answer of the Gemara. It's a bit of an gift. Now I want to say like this before we even start the whole Malach. Prove to me that Rashi holds like this too. Did Rashi mention on this Amud the word concept of Dina Malchus and Dina? Did he or not? Did he mention it?
Yes, he mentioned it on the top of the Omid. He mentioned it on the top of the Omid. There he mentioned it.
I have it underlined 101.
There he is. You have 150 times. Not 101. 150. Why, the fact that he mentioned it, what does that show, guys? What does that show? That shows, I think, that Rashi was also holding, that this sugi is holding like that first teretz. Now, I did not make this diuk. I wish I did. But the Maram Shif, I gave it to the Maram Kolos, makes this diuk. The Maram Shiv. I wish I did, but at least you know now for the rest of your life. The Testament Beis. Rashi says, Dinam Chusadine, that this sugya holds like the first teretz, like Tysus. First teretz of the Gemara. You got that, Aryeh? Aryeh. Where did Rashi mention Dinam Chusadine? Please, Aryeh. Sharon. On Dimashik Sharon. That's good for Dinam Chusadine. Okay, it's very meduyah. Yehuda, you got me? Okay, so. It's a good Bikiyas question. It's also one. Where's Dima Chusadina mentioned in Gittin? Yidam Beis. Where's it mentioned in Rashi and in Tysus? Testament Beis. Rashi at the top of Testament Beis. Tysus on the bottom. Kirich Sinuya. Kirich Sinuya is Dima Chusadina. Okay. Let's continue now. Says Marshall. Started the Mahalo. Launched. It's been launched. Okay. It's been launched, Nate. Okay. You got me. The Mahalo has been launched, Benji. Let's go. Come on. Focus. Monday. Jonathan Linder, put it away if it's instructing. It's been launched. Like in NASA, you know how they say it's been launched? The Mahalach's been launched. Okay? Says the Marshal. The Marshal says, Lefi Maskanas Gemara. Did you guys get up the Maskana and Yudam and Aleph? You know what the Gemara says at the very end? What's the bill? What's the rationale of the bill? Binyamin? A matter that applies to Kiddushin was not taught. Yes? The Gemara's going to come up with a whole new rationale. Of what the list was. If the matter applies to Kiddushin, right, then what? Then it wasn't taught. If the matter applies to Kiddushin, it was not taught. If it doesn't apply to Kiddushin, then it's taught. You follow me? More brings in Kiddushin. Okay? We'll get to it when we get to it. What'd you say? We'll get to it by that then. Lamaisa. You're thinking good, Nate. But Lamaisa, what I want to bring out by mentioning that the Gemara has a new cloud, the Gemara is rejecting this cloud. Of Milsad Yisub Ishtaris. You follow me? Therefore, Lefida Maskana, you could say what? Lefida Maskana, you could also hold like what? You could also hold like the second answer. Please get that down. The Marsha says, okay, Tais at this point of the Gemara is holding that what? That the Gemara held what? Yisrael. At this point of the Gemara is holding like the what? The first day of Dima Chusdim. But by the time you get to the Maskana's Gemara, you could hold even like who? You can hold even like the second teretz. Kutz mikikite nashim. Okay? That's the Marshah. So we covered the Maram Shif and the Maram Shah. Binyamin, you got that? At this point of the Gemara has to hold Din Mechusadina. But when the Gemara rejects that klal, goes to a new klal of kedushin, then in a chanami the Gemara could hold like who? Are you following what I'm saying? This? Then the Gemara could hold which teretz? Kutz mikikite nashim. Okay, the Gemara could hold that second teretz. So that's the chiddush of the marshal. Okay, comes along with Nachum Barchavich, great rishi yeshiva from the Mir. Says with Nachum Barchavich, that's out. He adds on. If you look in the Rosh and Siman Tes and the Rashba and the Ramban, they hold an amazing thing. Up till now, I presented in Shir that the two Lashonos are arguing on Daf Yoreh Mem Beis. Is there a possibility to say they're not arguing? Maybe they're just different options. Yes, the Rosh and Siman Tes, the Rashba and the Ramban all write that the two Lashonos are not arguing. Yes? And that's why Rav Nochem Barchovich wants to say that Rashi writes Dina Mechusa Dina, because no one argues on it. No one argues on Dina Mechusa Dina. The Rashba Lomaisa also writes from Rashi, it's Mashma, the two Lashonos are not arguing. Okay? Yeah, that's what the Rashba says. So from the Marsha's writings, right, from the Lashon of Taisis, is Mashma, the two Lashonos are arguing. And if you look in the Taisa Rosh, it's also Mashma that they're arguing. So that would come out of steer between the Taisa Rosh and the Rosh himself and the Simonim. When I say Simonim, I mean the back of the Gemara. The same Rosh wrote it. He wrote a Bale at Tosa Rosh, and he wrote the Simonim. So it come out of steer. The Rosh and the Simonim is holding that they're not arguing two Lashonos. But the Tosa Rosh, Lamaisa, is Mashma that the two Lashonos are arguing. Lamaisa. So it turns out to be a what? So it turns out to be a bit of a machlokes, but the bottom line is that this Marim Shiv, Lamaisa, this Marim Shiv holds that Rashi is saying Dini Machusa Dini, Lamaisa is holding like the first Teretz of the Gemara, like Taisa says, and it could very well be that maybe the two Lashonos are not arguing, but the that's what the Rashba claims from Rashi as well, but Lamaisa, it's not so poshut at all. Not so posh at all. So we're saying, according to the Marsha, they're certainly arguing. Okay? Who argues in the Marsha that they're arguing and that the two Terutzim really are not arguing? The Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua is cholik on the Marsha, and he says, even our Tisus does not hold that they're arguing. Please get it. Marsha interpreted Tisus that the two Lashonos are arguing. Comes along the Pnei Yoshua, they are not arguing at all. Even the Lishna that says, Chutz Mikikite Nashim means what? The second Teretz was saying that it was a land of dictatorship. Meaning the second Teretz is saying there was no Choko Malchus. When there's dictatorship, there's no Dina Dima Chusadina. So the second Teretz was talking about a case where it was a dictatorship. So with the dictatorship, only a what? Only a Shtar Raya is good, but not a what? Shtar Kinyan. So you'll tell me, Rabbi, why would they be believed by a Shtar Raya? Because they'll get killed if they don't. There was one of the fellows in Shul who was in Singapore for 10 days. He told me some guy just had gotten hung there because he was selling marijuana. They actually executed the guy. So maybe that's why, even though it's a dictatorship, you can rely on the Mishtar Raya, because they're not going to perjure themselves. Maybe they'll get executed. But when you talk about a dictatorship, there's no Dina Machusa Dina. So therefore, that's why Shtar Kinyan there are what? They are bad. Shtar Raya, they would be good. You follow me? You understand what I'm saying? But the two Lashonos are not arguing. Why are they not arguing? Why are the two Lashonos not arguing? Because the second Teretz is being offered in a situation where there's no Choko Malchus. The second Teretz, you follow the name, is being offered where there's no Choko Malchus. So the Pnei Yoshua is Cholik in Gansan on the Marsha. When there's a Choko Malchus, everyone agrees Dina Machusa Dina. So Tois is saying, we're talking about a situation where what? Where there was a Choko Malchus. Where there was a Choko Malchus. So if there's a Choko Malchus, we hold what? We hold Dina Machusa Dina, and that's why, in fact, they are what? They are considered to be what? They are considered to be kosher, even by a Shtar Kinyan. So it turns out to be a Machlekes Marsha Pnei Yeshua, please get it down, whether Tosis holds that the Gemara and Tesemes have two Lashonos that are arguing, that's the Marsha according to us, or the two really complementing one another, and the two Lashonos are not arguing at all. The second third is we offer where there is no Choko Malchus, where there is a dictatorship, and we don't say Dina Machusa Dina. Now, if you look in the Ramban on Yudim and Beis, the Ramban is bothered by the second Teretz of the Gemara. Kain Tosis Kasha, of Dumos of the Yisra B'Shtaris Loktani. Umetaretz, and his answer is that here we're going like the Havamina and not the Maskana. Like the Marsha understood Tosis. Remember I said that this klal was only a Havamina? So basically, don't bother me, basically. Don't bother me with the Kasha. And the Havamina we're holding like that first Teretz. That's one answer, the Ramban says. But then he gives another answer. And the other answer he gives is that the two Lashonos are not arguing. Even the Teretz Sheni's motor with his Dina Machusadina, the other stars would be kosher Shtari Kinyanim. Therefore, it's a Milsa Delesu B'Shtaris. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, if you hold, Nate, that the two Terutz are not arguing, that means even in the Maskanas Gemara, you hold that Goyim are what? Based on Dina Machusadin. If the two answers are not arguing, it means you hold the Dina Machusadin. If there's a Chokum Malchus. What that leads you to say is that what? There's no Psul of a Goy by our calls, where there is by Gittin Nashim Shtari Avonim. So it does fit the bill. I couldn't hear you. What?
Tosos earlier said there is Pesul. Did you say that? One of the four reasons that there is Pesul Eidus.
Goyim are Pesul Eidus, but not in our calls for a riot, special dinner perjury. Remember Takanas Chachamim. Okay. Okay. So Takanas Chachamim. Was it Takanas Chachamim? There were Jewish Eidim in Syria. We allowed it based on Mizuv Mitocho. Mizuv Mitocho didn't apply to a Goy. But what I'm saying is that according to the Ramban, Ramban spells this out, what the Pnei Yeshua says in Tosos. Pnei Yeshua says in Tosos that the two Lashonos are not arguing. And in a Hanami, Lamaisa, the second Teretz is motor with us, Dina Machusadina, they'll be kosher. If they're kosher, what's your result? It's a Lesa B'Shtaros. Because by getting in Shtar Shikra, they are possible barakals. But by Shtar Nimos, they're kosher, based on Dina Machusadina. So it fits the bill beautifully. So what I'm saying is the Ramban in Yumez, in his second answer, comes out like the Cheshbin of Pnei Yeshua in Taisus. Like the Cheshbin of Pnei Yeshua is Pshat in Teretz of Taisus. So it's really what the Ramban is saying then in the first Teretz. So maybe what you could say. Maybe you could say a little stickle tighter here that the two terutzim of the Ramban, who has the same kasha taisus, are fighting Lamaisa as to whether who's right, the Marsha or the Pnei Yeshua. The first terutz is like the Marsha, that really the two Lashonas are arguing, and the Gemara is going like what? Going Dina Machusadin in the Havamina, right? Gemara is going Dina Machusadin in the Havamina. And then the Maskana rejects that. And the second teretz of the Ramban is no, that the two Lashonos are not arguing over there. And if there's a Chok of Malchus, then the Chok of Malchus, then they hold of it in their kashya. And that's most of Leish B'Shtaris. That's like the Pnei Yeshua. So it fits very cleanly, no? The two teretz of the Ramban are exactly the Machlokes, the Marsha, Pnei Yeshua in Taisus. First teretz of the Ramban is like who? Is like the Marsha, Shat in Taisus. Second teretz of the Ramban is like the Pnei Yeshua in Taisus. Works out very nicely. Yes, go ahead, Binyamin.
The style of Tosos, the way that Tosos usually works, makes more sense according to Pnei Yeshua.
Why is that?
Tosos doesn't usually say that, oh, when there's a steer's Gemara, they would just say, this one's right and this one's wrong.
Sometimes, what that's equivalent to is like Sugya's Chalukos.
Sure.
You're right. I would agree with you. Most of the time, he does not do that. You know, the Baalei Tosos sat together in the Bismedrash. Each Baalei Tosos knew the Masechtas Chor. They'd ask steers, and they come up with Terutzim. Svei Dinim, different Terutzim. Rarely does Tosos say it's Sugis Chalukos, but once in a while he will. I would say maybe 70-80% of the time he does not say that. He gives Terutzim as far as to solve both the Stira, but once in a while he will say that. The Rambam and the Rif, by Pasuk one Sugis over the other, is more like that. Okay, you're right. I hear you. I hear you. No, but Lamaisa.
I'm saying more likely.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you is your Nakuda. I understand where you're driving at, but it's a different Nakuda. They're arguing whether the two Lashonos in Yudim Beis are arguing. Whether the two Lashonos are arguing.
Well, the question is, how does our Gemara hear?
I understand that, but I'm saying they're arguing. They're arguing Pnei Yeshua and the Marsha whether the two Lashonos are arguing themselves in the Gemara.
Right, which means Tosfos is answering.
Where you're saying, according to the Marsha, you are boxing in our Gemara like the first Teretz, exactly. Which you're uncomfortable with. Which Tosfos doesn't usually say. Okay, I hear you. You're boxing that in. He's boxing that in. I hear you. Okay. Whereas according to Pnei Yeshua, he's not doing that. Okay. I hear you. Once in a while, Tosfos will do that. But I hear what you're saying.
Not very often.
Okay. Good. All right. That's the first mahalik. We got it. Okay. The Elias are clear. You got it. That's your shtickle. Okay. Next nakuda. Let's go. What's the din about shchiv mira? Okay. What's the din about the Shechiv Mira? So let's get to it. Okay? What's the din of the Shechiv Mira? So the Meiri, yes, and the Rashba and the Yad Ramah, what daf? And Baba Basra daf kuf nun beis omar aleph. The Meiri is right here. The Meiri is in Gittin, and the Rashba and the Yad Ramah and Baba Basra on kuf nun beis omar aleph. They ask the following kasha. Amana is not nikta b'shtar. What is he giving over here? $100 or land? Which one is it? It says mana. No. It says kisvu tenu mana laploni.
Sure.
What did you say?
Sure, but you can't. We don't do kinyusharis by
excellent. That's sirkasha. You're mechaven. What are the three ways to buy real estate? Mishnah says in kedushin karka. Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. What's Chazaka? Three things. Build a fence, dig a hole, or walk around it. You got that? What are some kinyanim for Metalfon, Nate? Hagba, Meshicha, Mesira. Not Kesef. Kesef doesn't work Metalfon, neither does Shtar. Kesef works only Minat Torah. Min Rabbanah, they got rid of it. You know why they got rid of it? If I give someone money to pick up 300 bushels of wheat, and I say I'll get it in 3 weeks, and there's a fire that happens within those 3 weeks, that guy's not going to try to save it because of my wheat. I just let it burn. So the Chum said, I don't have it till I actually pull it, take it out myself. You got that? That's called Ma'os Konos. And the Chum got rid of it and said, Ma'os Einan Konos. Based on Hefker, based on Hefker. Ben, you with me? So they're asking a great kasha. How are you talking about a star here for what? For $100. Star does not acquire money. Star only acquires real estate. Great kasha. You're mechavin of the kashim, young. What's the teretz? The Rishash says in Bava Basra, it means land that equals $100. Get it down. It means karka that's equal $100. So beautiful teretz.
Why is he money?
Just quick. Terse. Succinct. Brief. Brevity. Brevity.
Karka is just as brief.
Brevity. Okay. Shove him on. That's what it meant. Shove him on. Maybe that's why the Yad Ramah, Nate, didn't like that terz, gave a different terz. What was that terz? The kavana doesn't mean the yakona bikinin star. Yes? Yakona bik but matana shchiv mira. But you made it tonight, you want the kinin michal when the star gets there. Wow. If the star doesn't get there when he's alive, the tonight doesn't fulfill. He wants the star to get there while he's alive.
Who is this?
This is the Yad Ramah. Lefizef, the star gets there when he's alive, the kinin would be chal. Wow. Why? Because what do you work with? What principle you work with? Divrei Shchivra, Ksuvin, Uchamus, and Domo. That the words of the Shchivra automatically are good, but he made a t'nai with it. He finagled with it and said, I only want it to work, though. He said he only wants it to work when what? God forbid anybody, and no one should be a Shchivra, God forbid, but he said he wants it to work only when the guy at star gets there. And therefore, if he's alive when it gets there, it would be chal. But that answers the whole kasha. First teretz was what? First kasha was, the kasha was, how can a star work on what? On $100. Star only works on karka, not on geld. Not on metalfin. Geld's a metalfin. What's the teretz, Jonathan Linder? It means a shove him on. I mean, the karka was worth $100. It was karka, not $100. Ben Franklin, right? Isn't Ben Franklin on a $100 bill?
Yes.
So, the Ben Franklin was what? Was the worth of the karka. Yes? However, Yad Ramah didn't buy that. Maybe he was like Nate. Maybe he was in a Shammai. He's telling Nate, you're right. He's clapping for Nate and Shammai. Kaviyoko Yad Ramah. Says, that's why I didn't like that teretz. Should have said it. So he gives a different teretz. He says, the kingdom was not a star. It was Divrei Shchivra with a tweak to it. It was Divrei Shchivra with the t'nai that it should only be fulfilled his words and make a kinyan when the star gets there while he's alive. Okay? Very good. Okay. That brings us to the next akuda. That was Yad Ramah. That brings us to the next akuda. If you look at the Rishash there, on that Gemara, the Rishash and Baba Basra, the Daf Kuf Nun Beis, is Medayik from the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Umeis, Ein Kosvin Nosen. You see that? It says, Ein Kosvin Nosen. Agamar does say that. No?
Yeah.
It says, what doesn't it say? Shishogra Melozo the Golden Shimmer Menishkura Shimmer Kusu Tunu Monos Umeis Ein Kosvin Nosen. What does that mean? It means that if he writes it and he gives it while he's alive, what's it then? It works. It's common. The Rosh and Bava Basra says the same thing. If he gives a star Michaim, it's Kona. So the Rosh says we're talking about a star Raya. That he made it Tanai, that he shouldn't be Kona unless the star is given over while he's alive. You follow me? The star here is what type of star? A star Raya. That did he actually do the deal? But if it's a star Kenyan, even if he gave it over while he was alive, it would not work. Because when is the Kenyan Chal? When he's dead. And what's the famous din? Ain star lacher what? Misa. Star has no meaning. Wow, that is sharp. Says the Rishash, what sort of star are we talking about here? Star Kenyan, star Raya. You guys remember the first time I brought up this Chiluk this year? Between star Kenyan, star Raya? Do you remember the first time we brought it up, I think? The Rambam Shita that all stars in Hilchos Eruv said, Rabbanon, what's the Ramban ask on the Sefer HaMitzvahs? Get is in the Chumash. Get's a star Kenyan. That's the answer, says the Sivus Rav Chaim. The Rambam and a star Raya is the Rabbanon. Star Kenyan is the Raya. That's the Sivus Rav Chaim. They both give that thirds, but they have differences. Rav Ronzai gave a whole shir once distinguishing between the Sivus and Rav Chaim. We actually did in shir this year. That difference. But the teretz in general is the same teretz, the same chiluk, but they have different hezbeirim. And we had a nafkamina between them. Remember we went through it? We had a whole nafkamina, the way the Nesivus, or he gave a whole shir once. I remember the difference between the Nesivus and Reb Chaim. But it's a common teretz between them that one's a star kin, one's a star riot. When the Ram said stars are the Rabbanim, it's star riot. Bless you, Ben. Star kin is the rice. You got me? Get your star kin. So Rishash says, you know, Yisrael read the Gemara so nicely. Ritzifus, guys, Ritzifus, please, Ritzifus. It's that Kevus Chadasav HaBok, we spoke about it. Ritzifus. The help of Hashem. Every single day, day in and day out, that's the Kal God of a Tayyar. Every day they offer the Korban. Day in and day out. Getting up in the morning. Davening on time. You know what I mean? Seder, Shir. It's a schedule. Hard, it's hard. I'm not saying it's not hard, but that is the Ritzifus. Sphere Salmer, the Ritzifus. The Ritzifus. Rashash says, what is the star? By Shchibir. Is it a star Kenyan or a star Raya? Amazing what he says. It's got to be a star Raya. Because of a star Raya, he can say what? If it's given over Michaim, let it be good. He made it tonight that the deal shouldn't be done until the star is given over while he's alive to prove that the deal was done. But Lamaisa, that's fine. But a star Kenyan Lamaisa, even if he gave it over when he is alive, what is the whole point of a Shchimira? To give over his property when he is what? When he is dead. Yes? So if he made it Tanai, when he gave it alive, it's not Chal Lamaisa, because the Kenyan is Chal after he's dead. And ain't star Lachar Misa.
It's
a star Kenyan Lamaisa. It's a star Kenyan.
Even if he has a star Kenyan, he doesn't get the land.
What'd you say?
Even if they had a star Kenyan and he was sent it to him and he was alive,
yes, even if he lent it to him, it would not be good because the Kenyan is Chal only after he's dead. Ain't star Lachar Misa. Now you'll tell me, Reb, you'll tell me that you said Reb Larcha Divish Chimera. But we're not going with Divish Chimera because he said explicitly he wants to work with the star. The question is, what type of star is this? Is it a star Raya or is it a star Kenyan? Is it a star Raya? He says it's got to be a star Raya. And Lamaisa, he's tweaking it with what? He's tweaking it with Divrei Shchimira. With what? That's why I think the Rishash goes well with this Yad Ramah. Lamaisa, he's Divrei Shchimira with tweaking it with the Tanai that the guy gets it. But it's a star Raya. And he gives it Michaim. What'd you say?
It's a star Raya.
Star Raya of the land utilizing what? Utilizing Divrei Shchimira. That it should only work when the star is given over. See, pure Divrei Shchimira is just with words alone. But here he wants it with a star, so he's doing Divrei Shchimira with the star Raya that proves it. And then if they give it over to Michaim, it will work. But if it's a star Kenyan, I'm sorry, that's not going to work because you are what? You're tweaking with the star Kenyan. That means the Kenyan is not with your words. The Kenyan is with what? When the star is actually given over. And the bottom line is that even if the star was given while he's alive, it won't work because why? Because the Kenyan is only Chal when he's what? The Kenyan is only Chal when he's dead. And therefore what? And therefore if the Kenyan is only Chal when he's dead, Lamaisa, then Ein Star Lachar Misa, it shouldn't work. Lamaisa. It shouldn't work. Because again, you got to keep in mind, guys, we are talking about a shchemi rab that doesn't want to utilize the regular dinim. The regular dinim of Divrei Shchemah works the second he says his words. Right? He's not doing that. He's going with a shtar. Problem is the shtar is lachar misa. So that's the issue is that Lamaisa, what type of what? What type of $100 are we dealing with? So it's really, the first teretz is karka. Second teretz is he made it tanai that Lamaisa, he wants to what? He wants to be kind with the kinyan. It doesn't mean a kinyan shtar, it's minus shkun with the tanai that you get to his hand. But that's considered to be a shtar raya. But the shtar kinyan Lamaisa is, even if he gives it over Michayim, the kinyan is only Michawen after his death, and that's too late. So you see from the rush that we're dealing with a what? We're dealing with a shtar raya. That's what I want you to get down. The rush is backing up the rishash, so we're dealing with a shtar raya, and that's what the Yad Ramah learns Beferish and Baba Basra as well. But what do you think from Rashi? What do you, would you say from Rashi by us? Again, let's get it down. The rishash and the Yad Ramah. The Rishash, the Yad Ramah, and the Rosh. The Rishash, the Rosh, and the Yad Ramah are all talking about a shtar raya. Okay? They're all talking about a shtar raya, the Poshup Shad. Okay? What do you think Rashi says? You guys tell me. Stro, what do you say? When you read the Rashi, what's your impression you get? What type of shtar are we dealing with? I think it's a shtar kinyan. Yeah. He says the Kanya Bishtara. Exactly. I mean, the Poshup Shad is like Nate saying, you're buying with the shtar. That's what it seems. So, Lamaisa, I think Rashi's going to argue with this. I think Rashi's going to argue with this and say that we're dealing with what? We're dealing with shtar kinyan. Now, according to the Rosh, we don't have to elucidate that we're talking about what? You don't have to say we're talking about karka, we're talking about metalfalin. Shtar raya could even be on what? Shtar raya could be on what? Karka and metalfalin. You're doing a deal. So Shmuel Rozovsky says, maybe you could say that we're not talking about karka, according to Rashi. Maybe Rashi is talking about the $100 bill, and he's mishabed himself to give $100. Bishtar. It's like you write an IOU. Maybe that's what Rashi means. You follow me? Maybe Rashi doesn't mean karka here, Nate. Maybe Rashi means that what? You mishabed yourself to give $100 with a shtar. I mean, you write an IOU. Maybe that's what Rashi's talking about. It's interesting, no?
Why not just say, I'm giving him a ton of $100?
For some reason, he wants to go, he's a shchemi rab, doesn't want to go with words. He wants to go with the shtar. So he writes an IOU. The IOU is only meaningful when you give it over to IOU.
But it's a shtar matana, essentially. An IOU is a shtar matana.
I understand, but until you give it over, it's meaningless.
The shtar matana. We had this
with Safati Shlit and myself, thought there was a basin that made a toss on a certain sock. One of the factors was exactly that. That the guy wrote a shtar, but he put it in his desk. He never gave it over. You write an IOU to someone, you owe $100,000. You never give it over to the guy. Is that meaningful? Absolutely not. There's no mystery shtar. It's like a toy. You left it in your desk. It's meaningless. Never gave it over. It has no meaning. But a certain dignitary, we thought they made a mistake because the guy never gave over the shtar. You don't give over the shtar, it's meaningless. Are you kidding me? No? That's exactly what's happening here. Maybe it's an IOU. You follow me, Nate? It's not a karka, according to Rashi. Did Rashi ever say the word karka? Rashi never said the word karka. Maybe he's mischaved himself with an IOU. And that's what Rashi's saying. So maybe that's what Rashi means. It's a shtar kinyan regarding that. And he only wants to go with the shtar is given over. Now, if you look in the Dmuki Yosef and Babasi, he quotes from the Ritva, the Medayik from Rashi and Ksubas. Yes? Yeah, good horror. Excellent.
Where?
It does say Ara. I'll fix it now. No, you're right. Rashi says Ara. I'll fix it. Rashi says Ara. Rashi is the first wide line. He says Ara. Excellent, Nate. You know, I'll fix it with. He promises himself to give the karka tomorrow. That's what it means. He writes an IOU that he's going to give the karka tomorrow. Yes. That's a shtar kinyan. That's what Rashi means. Okay? I think that's what Rashi means. It's not an issue of metalfalin. See, if you say it's a shtar raya, could apply to metalfalin and karka. This is talking about only what? Karka, according to Rashi, which is an IOU, because it's a shtar kinyan. Now, if you look in the Mukhi Yosef Mavasra, he quotes from the Ritva the following Diyuk, Lashon Rashi, and Ksubas.
why do you even have to get into the IOU? If Rashi is saying it's karka, then done.
Not IOU. He says he's going to give him the karka. He's going to gift him the karka tomorrow. Same thing. It's like a shtar IOU. It's like an IOU.
The moment that you
I cannot mean IOU that was a loan. I don't mean an IOU. He's making a promise to him. He's going to give him the shtar tomorrow. He's giving him a piece of karka tomorrow. He has a parking lot in the middle of Manhattan. He says, I'll give it to you tomorrow.
But the shtar itself is the shtar king. It's not an IOU.
You're right. I'm sorry. I don't mean to say IOU. I mean he's mishabin himself. Sure. What does mishabin mean? He's mishabin himself. He mortgages himself that he's going to do it tomorrow. Give over to shtar. That's why it's a shtar kenyan. Okay. Now the Mukhi Yosef quotes the Ritva. Sorry. The Mukhi Yosef Babas quotes the Ritva. It's Rashing Subis. Listen to this. If he wrote the shtar mechaim, it would work. Also, if you look at Mevurim Rashbam Babasar, and the Ritva argues, says, not Kohen unless you say Me'achshav. What's Me'achshav? What's Me'achshav?
Yeah.
Learn it from day one, Lamafreya. So then there's no Chash that he was going to Lach Nos Lach Ramisa. He doesn't want it to be done after Misa. If you say Me'achshav, then it works. That's not what Rashi says in Ksubis. Rashi says he writes the Shtar Mechaim, he would be Kohen. If he writes the Shtar Mechaim, automatically he's Kohen, it works. Mashim Kozve Shtar Mechaim, it works, Lamaisa. Why does it work? Thought it says Ein Shtar Lach Ramisa, right? Ain't kosher shtar being shtar lach armisa. So lamaisa, what does that mean? Right? Is if you see it said mace ain't kosher nosa. What does mace ain't kosher? Goes back to lashon and gemara. What's the lashon and gemara name? Guy died ain't kosher nosa. What does that imply? What does that imply? Mace ain't kosher nosa. That if you did write it while the guy was alive, you would go ahead with it. That opens the door to this whole sugya. Rashi writes Beferish, Mamish, in Ksubis, that if he wrote Mechaim, it would be Konan. It actually would be Konan. Now the Ritva says, you need Me'achshav. Okay. But Rashi says not that way. And Rashi would say, he's talking about Karka, and he's Meshavet himself. So if he wrote in Mechaim, it would be good, Halacha L'maisa, it would not be a problem. The whole Gemara is talking about Meis in Kosvenosim. But if he wrote in Mechaim, Taki, it would be good, Halacha L'maisa, because the Russians don't want a shtar raya. It would be a shtar kin, it wouldn't be good. It would be a shtar kin, it wouldn't be good. It's an en kin lachamisa. So it's clear from the Russians, a shtar raya. From Rashi, we said it was a shtar kinyan. We're not like an IOU, I said wrong, but you have to, your Meshav is going to give it. And if you did it, Michaim, it would work. Question is, do you need Me'achshav? Ritva says, you need Me'achshav. Okay, that's the second shtickle. Okay, we got it? Okay, let's go to number three now. Start number three. I said we would share around the schus of reading. You got to come back tomorrow. I'll be there, so you'll lead it off again. Lead off man, you ready? You know what a lead off man is? Abdullah's in baseball. Lead off man. When I was a little boy, they used to have the Cubs pregame show. Used to be called lead off show, lead off man show. That was the show, the pregame. Okay.
Like the guy who threw out the first pitch.
No, the preview. They used to hold. You guys are too young. They used to a lot of the parks used to have AstroTurf on the whole infield and just have little patches around the base. You ever saw that in the old days? They used to have dirt like only like first, second, and third. But the middle of it would be also AstroTurf. So it was a whole big deal. When a guy was leading off first base, that's what I'm talking about, lead off, when a guy was first base, did he have both feet on the turf, on the AstroTurf, or one on the dirt, one on the... If he was had both, he was leaning. You know, he was leaning to steal, and then he could try to pick him off. That was it then. Okay, but tomorrow you'll be the leadoff man. Who's going to finish up bench? Go ahead, Vayike. Let's see the Gemara. Vayike. Next one, Vayike Lishma. Gemara doesn't give up. Vayike. There's other things you should have been on the list. Let's go. That's how you learn up good, guys. You don't skim it, Lamaisa. Work through it good, Lamaisa. Some people finish that Gemara in 30 seconds, Lamaisa. That's how you go through the whole Gemara well. Vayike, go ahead. The help of Hashem, no one else. Go ahead. Vayike Lishma. And this foreign, Chachma Amasaira. You're showing that, right? Go ahead. Go ahead. Vayike Lishma. Go ahead. Oh, what about Lishma? Didn't make the list. What's wrong with Lishma? Shouldn't have made the list. Go ahead, read Rashi. Fifth line. In the middle section. Go ahead. Vayike. There's only one section long, one long on the on one. Go ahead, Vayike what? Come on, let's go, Vance. Vayike what? Lishma is on the list where you get enough shikur avonim equal. Go ahead. It's a great kasha. I mean, there's a din. How do you know Lishma by both? Law. Because of law, said, because of chupas alonitan law. Yeah, it says law by both. It says the din Lishma by both. Yeah, go ahead. It's on the list. What are you talking about? It's on the list, Rabba says. Why do you have to say find a necklace by necklace going to Rabba? Huh? What do you mean, Rabba Slid or Rabba? He owns both, but at least he also owns the Shema, right? It's in the list. It's very interesting, like what Ronsweig taught us. Whenever you have a Kasha and Rishonim in the Gedolei Achronim and Rishonim, there's a premise in the Kasha. I always teach you this. When the Teretz comes, is the Teretz destroying the premise? Or does the premise remain and you come with a new theory? Yes? You can also plug that into the Gemara. Look what the Gemara just said. Isn't Lishma on the list? What is the implication of the Kasha? That it's not on the list of premise. What's the answer? The answer is it is on the list. The answer is it is on the list. According to Rav, it's on the list. Beautiful, no? Premise was destroyed. Go ahead. But according to what?
El Rava Kasha.
Oh, but according to Rava, the Kasha stands because it's not on the list according to Rava. It's only Kiyum. Lishma is not Kiyum. Read to Rashi. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, good. Back to Gemore. But one sec, before we got. What do you say, Arya?
Since we say never mind.
What were you going to say? Say it outside so the guys can hear your thoughts.
No, never mind. No.
It's Tyra.
What
were you thinking?
I was thinking the wrong way because
okay. Rav is the one who holds the Shema
and Kiyum. Right.
Rav only holds Kiyum, right?
Yeah,
so what were you bothered by? Rav holds both.
I was bothered because
Rav only is Kiyum, so it's not on the list. Okay. We need to comment on Vayikra Lishma. Okay? Let's get this. The third Mahalik. There is another famous Ksos HaKoshin. Most famous one, in my opinion, we did yesterday in Shir. Those who didn't hear it, please listen to the tape. The Kupei Chesef Kon, maybe the second most famous, Simon Reis Sif Kon Hei. Maybe. He asks, I don't understand why a Star Shikhar has to be done with Shema. Why? Why can't it work as a Star Matana? Gift the other kind to himself. It's the greatest gift in the world. Liberty, freedom. Liberty, freedom. Who cares whether it's not in Lishma? Let it be treated like any mother, so you don't really Lishma. Isn't that a great kasha?
Why? I mean,
and don't tell me that it only works for Kinyan Mama, not Kinyan Isser. Because Shmuel's famous sheet in getting what daf? Come on, what daf? Bikiyas, getting Lamechesim and Aleph. What does Shmuel hold a mafker avdo? Yatzel Chayrus. The Kinyan Isser stems from the Kinyan Mama. Once you're mafker, the guy, the Kinyan Isser goes up in smoke also. So Mimela, Shtar Matani should say the same thing. Let it be work as a Shtar Matana. It's a bomb kasha, no? What'd you say? But he's saying it should be no worse than a Shtar Mumnus.
But once you're doing the Shtar, then you have to do it.
I understand, but he's saying, why should that be? Why should you need that?
Because we have a Zer Shama.
It's supposed to be a Lishma.
Are you saying you can't ask the Kasha because we have a Gzera Shava? Okay, let me try to frame it stronger for you. In order to make a Gzera Shava, you need a Masorah from a Rebbe. Let's say you didn't have that Masorah. Let's say you didn't have the Masorah.
What we do.
Okay, everyone's. Okay, I'm just saying to you, let's say there's Tanoim that did not have that Masorah. Correct the Kasha, why? Let it be good. Let it be good, Lamaisa. Why does he have to be Lishma? What'd you say?
That's a very forced kasha.
Okay. In an alternate universe,
where the Torah is different, then maybe...
No, God forbid, we're not changing the Torah. That's for sure. I didn't say that.
I'm making my kasha.
I'll tell you what he means. No, you're bringing it out good. I'll tell you what he means. He means like this. In a Hanabi, let's say you have a Gzera Shava, and you didn't fulfill your mandate of Lishma. Should be no worse than a Shtar Matana, though. You should be able to accomplish the goal of freeing him through the means of a Shtar Matana. Granted, he didn't do Lishma. So what? So let it be treated like a gift that he gifted himself to himself through a Shtar Matana. That's what he's asking. I formulated it wrong. I led you to say that wrong thing. In other words, in a Hanabi, you need Lishma. But even if I didn't fulfill that requirement of Lishma, let it be work as still as a Shtar Matana gifting himself to himself. And that should be another avenue to free him. Even though I didn't do Lishma. Maybe the Shtar Shikhar is a Shtar Shikhar qua, Zigmund Ronsweig says in Latin, as a qua Shtar Shikhar. It's not a good Shtar Shikhar. But as a Shtar Matana, let it be good. That's what the Ksos is asking.
Okay,
What did you say? No, because the Gedish, you never have that din. The Kinyan Nisra and Kinyan Mamre are completely separate. In order to release the Kinyan Nisra, you have to give her a get.
Right.
Okay. The get has to be written in Shmuel. Right. But here there's another avenue to do it through the Kinyan Mamre, if you hold like Shmuel. Now, I grant you this kasha is only going to be Lefi Shmuel. Okay? Now, I think we pass like Rav, because what does Rav say? Mafkar Avdo, Tzarech get Shichur. The Kinyan Nisra and Kinyan Mamre are not inextricably linked. They're separate. According to Shmuel, the Kinyan Nisra is an outgrowth of the Kinyan Mamre. Once you're Mafkar the Kinyan Mamre, the Kinyan Nisra goes up in smoke. You follow me? Yeah, go ahead.
If you did Matanah, you'd be able to be Chayav Mitzvos afterwards, you're saying?
Yeah. We would free him. Go to Mikveh, he's a free man. I'm doing through the financial realm. Because if Shmuel holds, I want you to get this name. If you're Mafkir of a Kenani, he goes free. Why does he go free? Because the Kenyan Isser, that he can marry a Shifra Kenanis, and he can have children as a Kohen, and he can't marry a Jewish, comes from the Kenyan Isser, comes from the Kenyan Mama. Once you release the Kenyan Mama, Kenyan Isser goes up in smoke. See, Rav argues that Shmuel are two separate Kenyanim. So in Echanami, we are constricting this Kasha to Shmuel. Okay? But that's the Kasha. So what is the Ksos answer? Let's get it. Zok the Ksos is in Reis of Kanhei. The Ksos says, there's a principle, Yadav Kiyad Rabo. Yes? So if Yadav Kiyad Rabo, guys, how do you ever Meshachar Rabo? Come on, Israel, focus. How do you ever free Rabo Kenyanim? You said Yadav Kiyad Rabo. Gitav Yoram Boin Kechad. Excellent. Comes at one shot, correct. Now, when does the Torah say that? When does the Torah say it? Only when you write a Shtar Shichur that's written Lishma. We mentioned that yesterday, Nate. Get to Yoram Boin Kecher, right? When you give the guy the Shtar Shichur, he gets the Torah's Mechadish, he gets his own hand. But when is that Yisroel? When is that din of Get to Yoram Boin Kecher? That's only when you what? When is that? That's only when you write a Shtar that's written Lishma. But Ashtar Matana, there is no Chiddush of Gitav Yoram Boin Kecher. So you can't be Meshacharim because he has no Yad of his own Ashtar. It's like you're giving it to yourself. So says the Ksos, there is no way to what? To access Gitav Yoram Boin Kecher unless you do it what? It's an ingenious formulation, no? You know, you can only access that tunnel. You can only access that tunnel if you go with the Mahal of the avenue of Shtar Shichur Lishma. You, are you with me? Wildcats. You follow me? The Wildcats. Right? Yehuda's going to Northwestern Law School next. The Wildcats. The Iker's the Tigers, not the Wildcats. Right? The Y and not the U. Right? You follow me? Then the Big Ten, right? They always were the worst. When I was your age and younger, they were always the worst sports team. They were probably the smartest school, but in Lamaisa, they were always at football. They always got smashed, like 90-20. Ohio State, Michigan would destroy them. But Lamaisa. Lamaisa, the Iker is what? The Iker is the Torah. I want you, not the Wildcats. You follow me? So it comes out like this. Comes out. What's the din? The din is that what? The din is that the Ksos says, you want to access this din and get to the Yom Mechad, it better be written Lishma. And he adds, now I want you to know something. Only by a get Shtar Shichur do you have this. There's no Maisa Zechiyah beget. What do we always say the Ksos holds? What do we always say the Ksos always holds? That the din what? Nesina. Remember? Remember we said it was a din nesina? I was just saying that. Don't remember I said yesterday, don't mix the two things up? Who was I saying that to yesterday? Who? To you. Right? Excellent. You have excellent memory in the voice. Well, all you guys do. Lamaisa, you follow me? That you see that what's a din nesina. So, Kona Ba'akorcha. Remember we said he cuts on his Surin Os Kosher. So he says, even though there's no Zechiyah, it's fine. By a Shtar Matana, what do you need? You need Zechiyah. You need a Maisa Zechiyah. Therefore, it's possible it's written on the Surin Os. So it comes out very good, says the Ksos. Only by Ishan and Shtar Shichur do you have this din of what? Because there's no din of having Shechiyah. There's no din of Kinyanim. All there's a din is a din of Nesina. And if there's a din of Nesina, what's the din? The din of Nesina is that you can do it. You can't do that by Kinyanim. By Kinyanim, he has to have a Yad to be Zochabo. You follow me? So it comes out according to the Ksos. Listen to this. What comes out according to the Ksos? Because we've got to finish up. So it says, if you write a Shtar Shichur Shalom Lishma, will it work if someone else will be Zochar Miyad B'Yavid? A free guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it would work. Because the other guy has a Yad. And you don't have to say Gittim Moin Kechad. So it comes out of gigantic Kiddush. Get that down, Aryeh. That if you gave a Shtar Shichur to a third party on behalf of the Yavid Kenai, it should work. Yes? Comes out like that. And Lefizeh, let's close with this. We'll continue tomorrow with this Mahalik. Now we got to continue in the Gemara of Mechubur. The Ksos says, what happens if you throw a Shtar Mechira on a bias? Yes? Say you want to sell a house. Yeah? And you throw the Shtar inside of someone's house. You say to the buyer, that he should be koneh the shtar b'kinyan chatzah with the house. One swoop. You want to sell your house. So what do? You throw the shtar inside the house, and you say to the buyer, I'm being makna you the shtar with the house, based on the kinyan chatzah. Can you do that in one swoop?
No.
No, why not? Because by kinyanim, it first has to be his house, and then his chatzah would be koneh house. But you can't at the same time get the shtar and the chatzah at the same time. You have to first koneh the shtar in order to get the house. You don't say gittim on and bonkech. You don't say the shtar and the house come at the same time because those are kinyanim. Whereas by shtar shikur, which are not kinyanim, you can have a what? You can say gittim on bonkech, or you can also have a third guy accept the yad who has a yad accept it on behalf of who the yad. Except that on behalf of the Abba Kanaim, even though it wasn't written Lishma. You follow me? And there comes out a tremendous Kiddush. Okay, let's stop here, everyone. Wonderful day. Let's stop Minchit. Keep it up, guys. You start cutting. And keep up pushing. Okay?